Page 130. A new generation of Maoris.
Well, to understand the situation for Maori in New Zealand in the new millennium, we have to look back at our history, our colonial history. Maori, for well over 100 years, saw the most negative impacts of colonisation affecting our communities. We also lost our language. So alongside economic loss was also cultural loss, which has been in many ways more catastrophic for our communities. So by the post-war era, Maori in New Zealand were more likely to be underemployed, undereducated, in the lowest socioeconomic groups, highly represented in criminal statistics, mental health issues, substance abuse issues, like many other Indigenous peoples who'd been colonised by Western cultures. And it's really only been since the 1960s and 1970s that a movement emerged, which we now call the Maori Renaissance, that saw an increase in Maori activism and the struggle for self-determination, not just politically, but also economically and culturally. We've seen a new generation of Maori emerging in the last 20 to 25 years who have come through the Maori education system.
Copyright Victoria Nekodomu.